college football games this weekend and the big winners. Carpenter and Rothman's college football picks.
Brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings.
All right, let's knock this out. College football for a Saturday, as we'll be coming off the high of Ohio State and Northwestern. And let's go to a game that I think is going to be pretty interesting. And that's going to be whether or not South Carolina can follow up their upset. This is a noon game in Columbia. So they're at home and they're taking on Florida, right? Everyone's most overrated team, right? Florida. Somehow they just keep doing some damage. Florida's favored by 5.5 on the road. This is a time where you would buy Florida based on South Carolina just loving life, being at home, following the upset.
Beat Georgia. They're not a
Their offense wasn't that good in beating Georgia.
They weren't that good. And what's Helinski's deal? Is he back? Because their offense looked really rough after he got hurt.
I don't know. It's been on the board, so that's a good call by you. I don't know.
Well, I just know that at the second half, or later in the game, I saw Helinski sitting on the sideline not playing, and their offense got real rough.
Let's see.
It was rough, rugged, and Roker.
And it's a knee, right?
I believe so.
It's a sprained knee. I'll tell you what, who's ever in there dealing with Florida's pass rush, it's going to be tough.
T-R-O-U-B-L-E?
I think it's time to grab Florida on the road here.
What is it, -5?
-5.5. I think
I think it's a touchdown game.
They're going to follow that up.
13-21.
I think the Gators find, what? The low number first? Who?
Yeah.
Who gets the 13?
Wait.
Carry the
actually,
9?
It
what?
Should be, well, they're, Florida's on the road, so yeah, it should be 21-13. I always say the road
just
team
say the
first.
Winning team first.
No, I say the road team first.
No, it's such
it's Florida
a no, that's
at
a,
South Carolina.
It doesn't matter. That's if you got to type it into a screen where
that's
the road team's on the
thinks,
top.
Rothman. I'm sorry. Once they're locked in and they're in the visiting or home column,
somebody's
got to
help
there.
Me on this. That's a massive sports faux pas. You never say the low number first, ever.
A phobia?
Because even if that team lost, you don't say their number first. Even if you're going to say South Carolina loses to Florida, you would still say the higher number first.
Well, because Florida's on the road.
Nothing to do with it.
Like Ohio State. If somehow
Sounds
Ohio State
awful.
Got upset by Northwestern, it'd be Ohio State was upset by Northwestern 13-20.
No.
Yes, Ohio State visiting Northwestern.
That must stop now.
I'm telling you.
All right, I got Florida by 10. I'll just put it that way, 27-17.
I'd say that's about right.
Oregon at Washington. This one at Husky Stadium in Seattle. Oregon's favored by 3 on the road. Boy, Washington's a pretty solid team. The Ducks have been strange, right? Because their only loss is the one against Oregon. They struggled against Auburn. They struggled against Cal. But Cal's got a pretty good defense. I think you got to like – boy, this is right on the number, isn't it? This has to be that close of a game. Oregon's defense has been better than I thought it could be.
Yeah.
And that's what gives me hope that they could go in there and cover that 3. Got to like their offense as usual. Washington's got to dig in and get this one. I mean, the Ducks are stronger, and they're only laying 3. I'll tell you what, give me the Ducks. I'm going to take them to go in there and win a close game, probably by 6 or 7. Should be a fairly decent scoring game.
I bet it'll be something.
I'm going to go 30-24, Oregon.
I was going to say, it says low 30s, high 20s to me, and 3 isn't enough to scare me off of Oregon.
Okay.
Because I think it's more of a touchdown game.
Baylor at Oklahoma State. These are the undefeated Bears going into Stillwater.
What are they ranked, 18th or something?
They are ranked 18th, they're getting 4 points.
Going into Stillwater.
Yep, and they're getting 4. Baylor is.
I like the Cowboys.
You do?
Yeah.
To cover the 4. Bears have been pretty impressive.
Took
down a Texas Tech team that knocked Oklahoma State out of the rankings a couple weeks ago. If you want to do the 6 degrees of separation.
But this is in Stillwater, though.
It is. It
is. And Mike Gundy still has his
mullet. Almost famous.
He still has his mullet.
Last we checked, he's still got the Billy Ray Bucyrus going.
You know what? I think Oklahoma State wins, but I'm going to take the points. And this is, screams like 42, like 45, 40.
Oh, so now
40.
You're taking the points. Okay.
Yeah, because to me it screams high scoring.
Yeah.
There's probably going to be one field goal in there. And
yeah, I'm going to take Baylor in this one. I'll take him outright.
Oh, really? So I'm 42-45.
All right. 42-45.
Well, Baylor's going.
Baylor's going there,
so they would be the visitor. So that would delineate it.
Okay. Let's go to the Big Ten. I don't know why, because these games in the Big Ten don't really trigger much. But let's go with, how about the 3:30 game? Indiana at Maryland. Indiana's favored by 5.5 on the road.
Turns its lonely eyes to you.
I'll tell you what, they've been playing pretty well, and they've got a bowl game in their sights, Indiana. And this is one they've got to win. Their offense has been looking good. Michael Penix is playing really well. They're giving him a running game. The Terps have fallen down.
What happened to the Terps?
I don't know. Weren't they the surprise? Everyone's surprise team. Well, I'll tell you what's happened. They can't cover anybody.
No.
Their secondary is trash. And Penix is a guy that can probably exploit that.
I think Indiana wins this.
I don't love Indiana on the road, especially as a 5.5 point favorite.
Because they need the friendly confines.
Oh, they got that iron gate at Maryland.
I don't think that matters. I don't think anybody's going to this game, regardless of where it is. But I do like Indiana to cover on this. I think they win this thing by 7.
I like Indiana to win. I do not like them to cover. There's something that I don't like about them going on the road laying 5.5.
Win it, doesn't sound right.
Win by a field goal. I'm with you. I hope it happens. But this is more in the 31-30, 31-28 kind of situation. Night game at the Beeve. Night at the Beeve. Michigan at Penn State. Penn State favored by 9.5.
Oh, my.
Well, night at the Beeve.
I've been to a night at the Beeve.
My God. Have you ever been there?
I have, and I came out.
It's awfully hairy.
It was, and I came out eating an L, not eating dubs. 9.5.
I know, and it's not like Penn State looked that good.
Against Iowa
with their offense.
Penn State's offense is a big play offense. I don't think they can sustain drives. Their defense is really good. I don't like the 9.5. I think Penn State wins this thing.
Haven't these all been blowouts, though, when they play each other?
Yeah. Did you watch the Penn State-Pitt game? Like, I feel like that's what it's going to kind of look like. A 17-10.
Yeah, both defenses are good.
Defenses are good. Yeah. Michigan's offense isn't good. And then Penn State's offense can make big plays, but they can't sustain drives, I don't think.
Well, that's it, though. You're wondering whether if Penn State puts this game in Shea Patterson's hands, which they probably will.
Why would they do that? They haven't yet.
No, I'm talking about they want to make sure that he beats them.
Oh, if Penn State puts it in.
That's what I'm saying. They put it in his hands.
Yeah, Jim will just run
at night at Penn State. You got to like the Nittany Lions to come out with a victory. I agree with you. The 9.5 seems weird. Michigan has been blown out this year before. And they're quietly kind of crawling back into it. But this is it. He's horrendous against top 10 teams. Horrendous.
Especially on the road. I mean, Iowa is not great.
No. This is a tough one. It's the number that's the problem. Penn State wins, but it's the number.
That's what I'm saying. I think they win by a touchdown.
Low scoring.
Yeah, under 24. Probably, a 21-13 game or something like that. Something real nasty.
All right. I'm gonna ride with you on this. I'll take Michigan in the points, but...
not to win.
Not to win, no. Can't imagine that would happen. If anything, I'd be leaning towards this game could turn. Penn State would cover late.
100. Yep. I can see it turning to Penn State winning by 20 more than Michigan winning this game.
When you think about it, it doesn't sound like much asking Penn State to beat Michigan by 10 at home at night. That doesn't sound like a big ask.
Yeah, but Penn State's, Michigan's defense is good, and I'm not a huge believer in Penn State's offense.
All right, I'm with you. We're gonna ride with Michigan with the points. All right, those are the college football picks for this week.